8 after 7 on 3RW on a Tuesday. We spoke yesterday, thanks to the great work of Scorcher and Luca, with the woman who discovered Omicron, the variant, Dr. Andrea Coetzee from South Africa. She said at this stage it's just producing mild symptoms, though one of the mild symptoms was severe exhaustion. But she said they probably need 7 to 14 days to work out whether it produces more severe symptoms in people with comorbidities or the elderly. However, the Chief Medical Officer of Australia, Paul Kelly, says the current vaccines and treatments will be effective against the Omicron variant. Dr. Rob Grenfell, CSIRO Health Director. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross. Gotcha.
Yep, got both of us. Do you share his optimism? I mean, are we really able at this early stage to say that current vaccines will work against it?
It certainly is early days, but we can do some studies, and I know that they've started those already in South Africa, where they exposed the virus to the serum of people who've recovered from COVID to see if the antibodies neutralise it. Now, we're expecting that they will, simply because this variant's come out in a country that's had very low vaccine rates, so there's no reason to be too fearful that it's in fact actually resistant to the vaccines at this stage.
Doctor, of course, this variant has found its way into other countries, and is there any news from them with regard to how virulent or otherwise it is?
Well, look, it's clearly it is more infectious than Delta because it's displacing Delta in South Africa. So it's, you know, you can imagine that different variants actually battle it out as to which is more effective at spreading. So that's one of the alarming things. And the fact that it's already peppered across Europe and other countries and even here indicates that it can move pretty fast. And it may well be that this will be the dominant form in another couple of months. So we do certainly need to have concern on that. We've certainly seen what Delta's done to us.
Is there an argument that that's good news? That if you've got the weaker team takes over and dominates, then that's a better way of getting herd immunity, or is that just pie in the sky?
Yeah, look, it's sort of a numbers game. So, you know, with Delta, we've seen that it's certainly not more severe than Alpha, and maybe less severe than Alpha, the first variant that came through. But it's infected a lot more people. So, you know, even if you might have a lower hospitalisation rate with a particular variant, if you infect more people, you'll still get a surge of cases coming to hospital. So let's have our fingers crossed that it won't be as severe as Delta. That's yet to be confirmed, because again, think South Africa's population is not the same as ours, and Europe's probably going to be the best way for us to actually get an idea about what we're in for.
Doc, let me ask you this question. Can you get both at once? If I've got Delta around for a cup of tea and Omicron knocks on the door and says, can I have a cup of tea, do I say, sorry, you can't come in, Delta's here?
Yeah, look, I was thinking about this one. There's not a room enough in the house for two of them at the same time. However, this is the alarming part, is that the doctor you spoke to yesterday, the way she picked this up was, oh, these people have already had COVID and now they've got it again. Mm. So it appears that having had COVID, whatever variant it is before, doesn't really necessarily mean you're not going to get this one.
So, doctor, it's not surprising, though, is it, that there is a new variant?
No, not surprising at all. And I think I've said many times over the last, it's nearly 2 years, been a long 2 years, guys. we've been certainly saying that until we vaccinate the world, we're going to have variants coming forward. And that's the problem. Not many countries are like Australia now, where we're sitting at, you know, an extremely high rates, particularly New South Wales and Victoria, of vaccination. And that's where we need to be if we're actually going to beat this virus globally.
Doc, lovely to talk with you. Dr. Rob Grenfell, CSIRO, Health Director.